WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The driver of a motorcycle and his passenger were taken to the College Station Medical Center Monday evening for non-life-threatening injuries after he told first responders that he hit a deer. He said he laid down the motorcycle to avoid hitting the animal, but was unsuccessful. Police said they were not able to locate the deer, but they did not believe there were any extenuating circumstances. Still under construction south of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, federal and state officials have announced the dedication program Thursday morning of the National Pandemic Influenza Vaccine Facility.
When completed at the end of next year, it will meet federal requirements to produce 50 million doses of pandemic influenza vaccine within 4 months of a declared pandemic. This is the facility where over the noon hour today, the Bryan City Council considers awarding $411,000 of property tax incentives. The operator of the facility, Kalon Biotherapeutics, received $1.1 million last week from the College Station Council. In return, the value of the Kalon facility will be at least $70 million, and by the end of 2017, Kalon will have at least 100 employees with an annual payroll of at least $6 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A handful of speakers and a few email comments have been received by College Station school board members and administrators about recommended changes to elementary school boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely has been through four rezonings.
There's only three neighborhoods that are affected in that way, so I think that's one of the reasons why we've had a little bit less feedback from the community in regards to this. So certainly it's moving from 8 elementary schools to 9 elementary schools. It's not like the last rezoning where we opened up our second comprehensive high school, so there was a lot of feedback that went into that process.
The CSISD board considers final action during this evening's meeting, which starts at 7. The new map would not take effect until next August. Brazos County commissioners will be paying a consultant from Waco up to $160,000 through the end of next year to coordinate the installation of new computer software for the county's criminal justice system. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it wasn't in their best interest to wait to join other former clients of a company that went out of business in June.
We need to have a product that's probably off the shelf that we can use, and you'll use it for some period of time until something else comes along.
And Peter says whatever they come up with will be better than what they have now.
The system that we've got, I'd compare it to DOS. I mean, you know, we've had it for nearly 15 years.
The consultant's expense is in addition to the software that is purchased. As of earlier this month, Brazos County has filed the only lawsuit seeking to recover money it paid AMCAD, which is $2.4 million. Some members of Congress are rushing to authorize an expanded mission to arm and train moderate Syrian rebels for the fight against ISIS. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's uncomfortable doing that because the president worked with other countries to destabilize Syria a little over a year ago.
Initially, he wanted to start the war in Syria and go over there and start dropping bombs, and Congress said, we just don't think that's a good idea. Well, anyway, he worked with other countries to destabilize it, and so in the vacuum and chaos that followed, destabilized Syria, ISIS arose.
Congress is looking to wrap up work Friday before a nearly two-month recess to prepare for the November election. WTAW News Time is 8:08, 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important. When glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
I remember our old country home, clean fresh air and flowers growing in the fields along the path beside our swimming hole. Mama hollering through the screen, would you kids like some homemade ice cream? That was such a simpler time and place. Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum invites you to our next Free Issues Forum, Texas A&M and the Oil Industry, on Thursday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. A panel of experts will discuss how Aggies, engineers, scientists, business leaders, and pioneers have made their mark on oil fields all over the world, both on and offshore, and helped make the oil industry what it is today. A free reception will follow the event. For more information or to make a reservation, call 979-691-4014 or go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 13 years running.
Clouds are going to persist today, and there is the threat for a couple of showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today at 85. Mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Overnight lows are going to be somewhere between 70 and 75. Left cloudiness tomorrow. We could see a shower or storm. Temperatures tomorrow near 85. Mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday clouds, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So did you hear that the Miss America, the lady who won Miss America, is coming into some, catching some heat?
Well, for her cups?
Yeah, exactly. For the talent thing, she played a red solo cup. Now, what is that?
It's a thing. Yeah.
She played with red solo cups.
Oh, I thought it was just a red solo cup.
No, okay.
No, it was just one.
What?
She drummed it, right? She was drumming on it.
She sat down cross-legged on the stage and used that as her percussion.
Then I completely misunderstood that story.
Well, what did you think?
Well, no, they have that cup stacking thing where kids are...
Oh, well, sure. Now, that's great.
Yeah. Well, that's why I couldn't understand why people were... Oh, well, that's different. That's sort of dumb.
Yeah, that's why they're doing that. Okay, All right, the Australian branch of Pizza Hut is apologizing after one of its restaurants offered customers an unusual promotional gift. Pizza Hut in Melbourne promised, quote, a free small animal, unquote, with the purchase of 10 pizzas with a gift certificate that could be redeemed at a local pet store. Animal rights groups found out, contacted the company's Australian headquarters. Pizza Hut Australia says the promotion was not approved by officials, and this matter is being seriously dealt with, end quote. A spokesperson for Pet Story in Victoria told the website Mashable it was simply incorrect signage. Shane, a senior employee at the store, I guess we're not going to know Shane's last name, said the pet store was never planning to give away free animals. The sign was supposed to read, free small animal kit. They left that word off in the printing process. We made a mistake, Shane said. The sign wasn't proofed properly. We're paying for it now. Truth is, the sign went up, didn't read properly, but we're still not giving away animals. We're giving away animal kits. So there. Now, maybe Lee is here this morning from the Humane Society. Maybe if they adopted 10 pets, you could give them a free pizza. Now, that would work.
Right.
You could kind of reverse the promotion for them, but see how that would work.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're not doing that, okay? They are not doing that at the Brazos Humane Society, Aggieland Humane Society, but they might sometime, but they're not doing it now. So you did no. not hear on the radio that they're doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no.
Let's talk about what you are doing.
What we are doing. Well, we should be at PetSmart this week, and I forgot to double check with Carrie, considering it's not a home football game.
Uh-huh.
So usually on the off weeks of away games,
sure.
we are at PetSmart, and that's 11 to 2 on Saturdays. And those dogs are coming from foster care. Sometimes the foster home stays with them, so you can talk with them, find out a little bit more about that dog than you would normally on an animal that's at the shelter, because generally we could tell you what date it came in on and the street it came off of. But
everything.
And, you know, depending on how long it's been there and so forth, if we get a little bit more, we'll let you know what we know. But foster homes are great people to talk to. We are always in the need for foster homes. Right now, we're actually putting dogs into foster care for a third-year surgical program with the vet school. So we are looking for some folks to pick up a foster dog here and there, and then again for PetSmart as well, and so on. So that's going on in the shelter right now. We're working on maybe a new event, adoption promotion type event. Mm-hmm. So watch as we get the details on that. I will let you know. And, of course, we're working on Wienerfest. We have Wienerfest 2014. I think it's the maybe eighth Wienerfest. Seventh, eighth, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it's somewhere certainly seventh, I'd say. Yeah.
And it's going to be October 4th, Wolfpen Creek. Obviously, there's the Dachshund races, the Wannabe a Wiener race that's open to everything from a Chihuahua to a Great Dane, Mastiff, whatever you've got to run. And then the costume contest, open to all breeds as well. That's extremely entertaining and great to see right before Halloween. And then we have, of course, live music and vendors and games and whatnot. There's also going to be the Bark and Build. We'll be out there auctioning off their dog houses. And the you can vote on the dog houses there. Those are sustainably built dog houses and dog furniture. So it's a really great project event that's going on. And that's the local architect group puts that together, and it's really grown into an amazing event. And they're some of the most amazing little dog houses.
They really are.
Yeah, yeah. Furniture and whatnot you'll see. So that's going on. We'll announce the Humanitarian of the Year Award. We're taking nominations now for that. So if you know someone who's gone over the call of duty, beyond that call of duty for pets in our area, go ahead and nominate them. You can find the application on the Wienerfest page, and I believe it's also on the About Us. There's the listing of humanitarians who have won in the past, and then we will be announcing our volunteer and junior volunteers of the year also. So that's going on October 4th, and then of course Bark Leaders will be announced. And go out right now and vote for your favorite Bark Leader. Now the way to vote is, yes, with the dollars, and the dog that raises the most money will be crowned the Alpha Bark Leader, and then we'll have a Senior and Junior Bark Leader as well. So check them out. Check out our website for more information, aggielandhumane.org. Come by in person. We have a lot of dogs. We really have a lot of dogs
right now.
So I don't know if these random storms popping up all the time is definitely probably assisted in the intake that we've had. Mm-hmm. If you're missing a dog, make sure you're coming in and looking. Don't just assume it was stolen or something like that. We have dogs that are obviously owned by somebody. I mean, poodle mixes, Labradors, purebred Labradors. They're well taken care of. So they're somebody's dog. You need to come in and look. It's that owner's responsibility. If you know of a friend who's lost a dog, have them keep coming in and looking. There was just a dog that had been reunited. It fortunately never came into the shelter, but had been reunited after being gone most the summer.
Oh, gosh.
So it's definitely something that happens. And maybe it just finally ended up in someone's hands that they brought it into the shelters, even though it's been missing for some time. Don't give up hope. Definitely keep coming in
and
looking.
And you do need to go in. You can't call and say, hey, listen, have you got a black lab mix there?
Yeah, well, there might be 40 more of them.
Yeah.
And I say that, and when I was talking about an adoption special, we have 40 black or primarily black dogs right now. So,
okay.
So if you're looking for a lab mix, we are the place to go to. Okay. So anyhow, go in and look. We do have that lost and found option on our website, which are animals as they come in and they're in their stray hold. Now, so they're only on there for that 3-day stray hold. So if your dog's been missing any amount of time, check the stray hold and the adoption page. Because if it's been with us 3 days, it'll get moved over to the adoption page. So definitely look on both of them and whatnot. And best bet, come in person. And we have lots of resources for you on our website and in person that we can give you for lost pets. And you never know what we're going to get in.
That's it. Okay, and for that information,
aggielanehumane.org, or you can visit us again, 5359 Leonard Road. We're almost out there to the Brazos Expo Complex.
All right, there you go. Thanks for coming in this morning. Lee is here from the Aggieland Humane Society on Tuesdays, and that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The Bank and Trust, where local bankers and customers know each other. Everyone talks about customer service, but we live by it. It's the principle this bank was founded on and our commitment to you every day. We invite you to experience the difference real customer service can make when you bank locally. Stop by any of our 5 convenient locations or contact our customer service department directly at 260-5100. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Tame inflation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The amount of inflation held steady at the wholesale level last month. The Labor Department says the producer price index was unchanged in August. The report could help reassure Federal Reserve officials that price pressures remain in check. A 2-day policy meeting opens today in Washington. Boeing could get good news from NASA. Government and aerospace industry officials tell the Wall Street Journal Boeing is likely to get the bulk of a multi-billion dollar contract to build a sort of space taxi, a successor to the space shuttle to move astronauts to and from orbit. Big retailers saw a drop-off in their business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down a little more than 2.5% from the prior week. Target stores will sell more boutique brand toys this holiday season. The discount chain has formed partnerships with dozens of specialty toy makers. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskind explains the 4 hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
Attention home.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Texas Reds 2014 is the crossroads for great wine, steak, music, and art. Join us on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, to get in on the fun in historic downtown Bryan.
For more information, visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
You're building a house. You expect experts to give you good advice. That's what you pay for. Well, think about the windows in that new home that you're building. Because if you have windows that are not energy efficient, you're going to pay for that mistake every month for as long as you live in that home. So if you're looking for window advice, give the folks at Intercon a call, 823-3639. This is what happens when you call Intercon. You get to talk to a person, first of all, who will set up an appointment so that you can actually have a consultant, an expert on windows, tell you what your options are. Find windows that are energy efficient, put them in that house from day one, and you will be glad that you did that. So get the kind of countertops you want, the kind of carpet you want, the kind of paint that you want, the kind of exterior you want, the kind of landscaping that you want. But understand, the windows can make a difference in your utility bill every month. And when it comes to experts in windows with no high pressure, that's Intercon. So give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. GoToDealers.com.
Next Kevin Sumlin show is tonight. Wings and more on University Drive in College Station. It's on the air over many of these same stations beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. 1 hour of Aggie football. Get the inside story on the team.
You got to learn from that. Those are kind of things that we talk about with him and trying to get him better because, you know, in some games somebody's going to take a shot at him right there when he's defenseless on the sideline. It could really hurt him. You want to be able to coach that before that happens. And for some guys, you know, they'll get it. And some guys, it takes that shot and being able to survive it before that happens. So that was a big play and among a bunch of them because that was a zero blitz. They brought everybody, and he was able to convert that himself.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Kevin Sumlin Show tonight, starting at 7 on the Texas A&M Sports Network from Learfield Sports. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06 for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Steelman. You know, we all get older, but you sure don't have to look your age. Not anymore.
Dr. Michael Steelman, who is board certified in anti-aging.
That's why I developed Renewed Essence Skincare.
Renewed Essence is the fabulous new facial skincare line that has actual anti-aging properties in it to help keep your skin from the signs of aging, weather, and sun.
It's just not necessary to put up with wrinkles, crow's feet, and dark circles under your eyes. I've put more effective anti-aging ingredients in Renewed Essence than is in any other product available today. You will see a difference.
Renewed Essence is a godsend to anyone who wants a soft, smooth, younger face.
Try my Renewed Essence and see for yourself.
Full details are available at www.activateproducts.com or by calling toll-free 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411.
17-year-old Jay stood and looked at the empty seat in horror. Just moments before, his beautiful new mahogany briefcase was sitting on that seat. He had let his attention wander for just a moment as he looked out the window of the trolley at the sights of New York City for the first time. In that moment of inattention, some thief took off with his briefcase, and more importantly, his new invention, which was inside. The invention that was going to make him a fortune. Quickly, he asked the driver if he had seen anything. Yes, the driver saw a big, brutish-looking guy get off with that beautiful case. Now, if he ran, he could probably catch the guy. Well, young Jay did run. He spotted the brute with his case, and he was big. With a flying tackle, he wrestled the guy to the ground, struggling for possession of the case. A cop on the corner saw all this and broke up the scuffle. But the thief started accusing Jay of stealing his case. The cop, not knowing who to believe, took both of them to the station. And a heck of a loud discussion took place at the police station. That attracted the attention of a New York Herald reporter who was there covering another story. The New York Herald reporter, of course, just had to know what was so important that this little skinny Jay would risk a fight with such a brute. When he found out, he was amazed, but he printed the story. As a matter of fact, the Herald gave it nearly half a page of coverage about the tenacious young teen that ran down a thief twice his size just to recover a mousetrap. That's what Jay had inside that nice briefcase, was a newly designed mousetrap. And yes, that's exactly how the phrase started. It's a little-known fact that if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. But only if you get front-page coverage in doing it. The public was so fascinated with what this young man did that within the next year, he had made a fortune selling a product that people rushed to buy because they thought that if it was worth risking your life for, it must be better. That young man was named Jay Gould, and it was the first time he was ever in the newspaper. Oh, he would be again, as he took his mousetrap earnings and built a financial empire, which eventually controlled half the railroads in the Southwest, the New York City's elevated railroads, the Western Union Telegraph Company, and the Union Pacific. Build a better mousetrap, huh? Well, he did.
Today, with the midterm election just 50 days away, does Facebook know how you'll vote? I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. You know a home security system is top of the line when police are using it to catch a crime ring that spanned two states. That security system, SimpliSafe, the only system I trust to protect you. What makes SimpliSafe smarter home security? Number one, it's wireless. No drilling, no phone lines, wireless. Number two, no contracts. Every year, millions of Americans get locked into long-term contracts for home security. They're unreasonably expensive. They leave you without any control or say. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You never have to worry about getting locked in. You're in control. This is home security you can actually count on to keep your home safe. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer, and it was created using the latest wireless technology. SimpliSafe is just $15 a month. I promise it's worth every penny to know your family is safe. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now, and you save an extra 10%. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. In just 50 days, America will vote in the all-important midterm elections. And while our Facebook profiles don't have boxes to check indicating which political party we support, politicians and parties can still use Facebook to show you ads that fit your specific political preference. While Facebook itself doesn't know how you'll vote, it's easy for software to link isolated facts together that paint a fairly accurate picture of you. They take your Facebook profile and then, from another completely unrelated database, find and link your political affiliations, names of candidates that you've given money to, your membership in various groups, and political issues you support. It's all public, and in an instant, all sorts of organizations have a very accurate picture of who and what you'll vote for. Don't be surprised to see ads for your favorite politicians aimed directly at you, popping up anytime you're online. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time. It's 8:33. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board considers final action tonight on rezoning elementary boundaries when the new Spring Creek campus opens next year. Superintendent Clark Ely attended three public hearings held during the last 2 weeks.
Probably the least controversial, and I think it is because it made probably the least major changes. When you look at the map up there and see the neighborhoods that would be affected, those changing schools to a school other than the new one, there's only three neighborhoods that are affected in that way. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've had a little bit less feedback from the community in regards to this.
Tonight's meeting starts at 7. It's been 3 months since Brazos County commissioners found out they spent more than $2 million for new computer software from a company that went out of business without delivering anything. Earlier this month, commissioners hired a consultant from Waco that County Judge Dwayne Peters says has until the end of next year to replace software for the county's criminal justice system.
We've got very few choices, and I wouldn't call any of them good. I think we're going to have to make the best of the situation we've got. AMCAD, had they produced what we believed they were going to produce, I think we would have had an excellent product.
Peters withheld how much money the county has budgeted in addition to hiring the consultant.
I would prefer not to talk about that. I don't want any of the software companies who may be circling like buzzards trying to decide how much money we got so they can price their product accordingly. I don't really want to plug that number out there.
Peter says the consultant will be paid $950 a day plus expenses to work for 5 to 10 days a month. That means a possible tab of $160,000 for the consultant alone. The main component of a $285 million federal grant bringing plant-based production of vaccines to Bryan College Station will be dedicated Thursday morning.
The pandemic influenza vaccine facility won't open until the end of next year, but the Texas A&M Health Science Center has announced that local, state, and federal officials will be in town to dedicate the $70 million facility. Within 4 months of a declared pandemic flu, it will produce 50 million doses of vaccine. Before the dedication, the operator will have wrapped up local economic incentives. Last Thursday, the College Station City Council awarded $1.1 million in property tax breaks. The Bryan City Council holds a special meeting today, in part, to award $411,000 as its share. In return for getting the combined $1.5 million over a seven-year period, Kalon Biotherapeutics will build and equip the vaccine plant with a minimum value of $70 million and have an annual payroll of at least $6 million with at least 100 employees. Kalon, which is a private company created by the Texas A&M system, is in a partnership with GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza to make not only the plant-based pandemic and seasonal flu vaccines, they'll also produce commercial pharmaceutical products. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Fortune 500 company that announced moving its leadership to College Station last December is expanding. The Associated Press reports Cognizant is buying healthcare software company TriZetto for $2.7 billion in cash. Privately held TriZetto Corporation, which is based in a Denver suburb, has 3,700 employees. Cognizant plans to finance the transaction with available cash and debt. United Airlines, which serves Easterwood Airport through a regional carrier, says it will offer their most experienced flight attendants up to $100,000 if they leave the company. The joint announcement by United and the Flight Attendants Union did not disclose how many of the airline's 23,000 attendants would be given the offer to leave instead of being laid off due to overstaffing. A deer is being blamed for a motorcycle accident that sent two people to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. College Station police say the driver told them he laid his bike down Wednesday evening on William D. Fitch near Rock Prairie in a controlled slide to avoid the animal, but was unsuccessful. The slide and collision injured the driver and his passengers, who were taken to the med. Officers were not able to locate the deer, but said they saw no evidence to the contrary. Two more Bryan residents have been sentenced for their roles in a scheme that authorities say defrauded insurance companies of more than $3 million. Early Dickerson, a former office manager, was sentenced Monday in Houston federal court to 14 years in prison for recruiting individuals involved in auto accidents to be represented by a Bryan business that falsely claimed it was a law firm. Federal prosecutors say Dickerson sent individuals he recruited to specific chiropractic clinics where they received medically unnecessary therapeutic treatments. Authorities say Dickerson used fraudulent bills from the treatments to obtain settlement checks from auto insurance companies. Another individual convicted in the scheme, Marion Young, was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Two others were previously sentenced, while a fifth defendant is set to be sentenced a month from now. Before Congress leaves Washington as early as Friday for a two-month recess ahead of the November election, some are calling for giving military assistance to opponents of the Islamic State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says helping to stabilize Syria a little over a year ago is what caused the creation of ISIS.
And so I'm uncomfortable going in and arming any particular group because I just don't think that the administration is smart enough to pick who's really on our side and who's not.
Flores says the president does not have the competency to do this well based on his past performance in foreign policy.
You look at all the polling today on what people think about the president's foreign policy and his domestic policy. Everybody, he's just got a big F in all of them. There's just no reason to give him more precious American resources to screw something up.
The measure doesn't authorize U.S. combat troops in Iraq or Syria, but it also doesn't specifically ban them. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 82 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free.
No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Here we go. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Stalled frontal system will help try to squeeze some moisture from the atmosphere today. Lots of clouds, maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, 85. Mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Clouds linger through the area tomorrow. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm, 85. Mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday clouds, chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I can't not smile.
Of course.
Every time.
So, Insure.com commissioned a survey of 2,000 licensed drivers, half women, half men, with respondents representing all areas of the country, according to census population data. The state rankings were calculated using a ratio of the nationwide votes for drivers of a state divided by the number of respondents from that state. The survey was done in 2014, July. The question was, the state that has the rudest drivers. Care to take any guesses?
New York.
I heard the story on Wall Street Journal this
morning.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I know the answer.
The least rude is North Dakota, Maine, and New Hampshire.
They didn't talk about that.
Yeah. The most rude, and I think we all agree, Idaho. Idaho.
Those potato tossers.
The roadways of Idaho present a dichotomy of drivers, those who are moving so slowly that they're judged to be rude, and aggressive drivers who speed around and, of course, then they flip one another off. Together, with their opposites yet equally vexing styles of driving, puts them at the top of our ranking. So Idaho is number one. Number two is Washington. Well, after a while. Washington, D.C. Yeah. Number three is the aforementioned New York. Number four is Wyoming. Number five is Massachusetts. Number six is Delaware and Vermont. They're tied together. Then number eight is New Jersey. And number nine is Nevada. Now, 27 to answer your question. So kind of in the middle for us. The thing that's nice is in a lot of ways you can just drive around and not have anybody bother you.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
Anybody at all. But the other thing, and Patrick, I don't know if they had this part in there.
Probably not.
The most hated by drivers from. Okay? The most hated by drivers from. So not only the most hated state, but also the most hated by. And of Idaho, they're most hated by drivers from Arizona. What? Why would that matter? Okay, to answer your other question, Louisiana, they're most hated by drivers from Texas. Oklahoma, they're most hated by drivers from Texas. New Mexico, noting a pattern, they're most hated by drivers from Texas. And so is California. California is most hated by drivers from Texas. Now, when it comes to Texas drivers, who hates them most? California. Yeah, you know why? Because we're taking all your rich people and bringing them down here because we're not going to hold them down and beat them with personal income tax. That's the reason you don't like us. We're getting those folks. South Dakotans are most hated by Texans. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, just, you know, one of those little survey things. Not exactly sure, but I'm somewhat surprised that Idaho would be number one. European spacecraft has found a place to land on a comet. It's the first time anybody has tried to land a man-made craft on a comet. The European Space Agency, they call it the ESA. See if you'll take the first letter from each word. That's how they get that. Notice that? ESA. Plans to send its Philae landing vessel on the comet in November. Space.com says the agency's Rosetta mission. Ooh, is it going to teach us a language, too?
Yeah.
It's Rosetta mission spacecraft and the Philae lander have been traveling alongside the comet since they were launched 10 years ago.
What?
That's interesting. Do they have a tractor beam? Anyway, mission control controllers.
Can you make fun of me for sound effects?
I know. Have chosen a drop zone for landing near the comet's head. If successful, the craft could give students an unprecedented look at how a comet actually works. Now, the comet is named 6P7 Chernyumov Grasmianko, which is
right.
The reason it's just called Comet.
Comet Brown.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. NASA's Deep Space Impact spacecraft was purposely crashed into a comet by ground controllers in 2005, but that's not the same as landing on it.
Yeah.
To land on it and actually, I guess, observe, for lack of a better word, the way that it works is, not too bad.
A feat not seen since Armageddon.
Armageddon, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so got a little vote coming up over there in Scotland that could have some real ramifications for these folks.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah, because the guy that wants to run the place is a socialist. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talked about this a little bit, and yesterday, the vote is on Thursday, and yesterday David Cameron begged the people of Scotland not to leave the United Kingdom. He promised them that he, quote, won't be here forever. In a speech in Aberdeen, he said, "Don't think I'm frustrated with politics right now, so I will walk out the door and I will never come back. If you don't like me, I won't be here forever. If you don't like this government, it won't last forever. But if you leave the UK, that will be forever." Now, here's the deal, and we talked about it a little bit. It has to do with national identity. They kind of feel like they're
Scottish.
Yes, second-class citizens, if you will. But I want you to think about this, because here's the deal. First, the British have bailed out the Bank of Scotland, and they own a majority share of the Bank of Scotland. According to Mark Ritson, who is writing in Marketing Weekly, the Royal Bank of Scotland is not owned by Scottish people. And he said an institution the size of the Royal Bank of Scotland would suffer mightily if Scotland becomes independent and faces a protracted period of instability, as questions related to whether Scotland should be allowed to keep the pound or have to join the EU are bashed out in the financial markets. Basically, what would happen, and this is interesting, he reports that the Royal Bank of Scotland has already made provisions to move their headquarters out of Scotland.
So would be not the Royal Bank of Scotland?
That's right. We'll be taking our, elsewhere.
The bank formerly known.
Exactly. So this could end up being a very, very difficult situation. And, and that's fine if Sean Connery thinks they ought to be independent. Well, hell, Sean Connery's worth $300 million. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
He could be the Bank of Scotland.
Yeah, that's right. When you start taking the bank out of the country, that may not end well. So I guess that's what they're going to try to figure out. And Thursday is when they'll vote on it. But the other thing that could happen, what observers are seeing is, this is the first place for us. This is the genesis, okay, where that first time there's a vote to break away from a larger body. But there are separatists in Spain who want to do the same thing, and they're going to be watching this very closely, because if for whatever reason they feel like the central government of their country is not doing what's in their best interest, they may in fact try to do the exact same thing. So you'd really see Europe scattered and shattered. You'd have, I guess, maybe new states within existing countries. So, see how that works. So, vote is on Thursday.
There's part of, you know, there's part of somebody going, let them leave.
Yeah, well, of course. No, there are. You want to be that way? It's fine. Middle school teacher in Florida resigned after police say she was busted shoplifting. Oh, but that's not all. Pasco County deputies arrested Amanda Jo Hammond, age 30, last Thursday after she allegedly stole $1,700 worth of merchandise. And officials say that Amanda Jo enlisted her 3-year-old daughter as an accomplice. Yeah.
I've always said toddlers look like pack mules.
Of course. Yeah. Police say that the woman stuffed items into her daughter's pink backpack before escorting the child out of the store. Hammond had taught at the John Long Middle School. John Long, not the school that's here that has a very similar name, okay? Had taught there for about 10 years, but apparently resigned using a handwritten note shortly before being arrested. So, there you are. Gary Busey, congratulations to him. He finally won a reality TV competition show.
Oh, hey, there you go.
He had finished 9th and 6th in Celebrity Apprentices season 4 and 6. He finally won the British show Celebrity Big Brother on Friday night.
Because of his amazing teeth.
Is that it? His prize money. His prize money gets donated to charity, like all winners on the show. So, and the thing is, he probably needs the money. I mean, I don't know, but I think he probably does, if you look at him. Anyway. Man in St. Louis, Missouri, caught on camera concealing baby alligators in his pants.
Yeah.
Police say that the brave soul was at the Exotic Amphibian and Reptile Center, chose 20-year-old Melvin Davis, opening a cage containing baby gators. Then he allegedly waits for an employee to look away before stuffing at least two of them gators in his pants. Police say that as Davis exited, he dropped one of the reptiles in front of staff members. His excuse, he told the clerk that he had brought his alligator from home.
To play.
Brought his gator to play. It's like daycare for gators.
Yeah.
But Gators Day Out or something. Anyway, Davis charged with felony theft before cops had been unable to locate the stolen gators. Anyway, that's my gator. That's my gator right there. Yeah.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Memorial Funeral Chapel, Kraus Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, and Citizen State Bank.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $6,000 off 2014 Chevy Silverados.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $3,000 off Chevy Impalas.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,000 off Chevrolet Silverado heavy duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Texas Communications wants to thank everyone who voted us Best Rural High-Speed Internet Provider in this year's Best of the Brazos. If you're living in the country and want the best high-speed internet provider, call us at 775-6239. That's 775-6239.
It's going to be a September to remember at Subway, because the always popular Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is our $3 6-inch select. With the perfect flavor blend of salami, pepperoni, and ham, the Italian BMT $5 footlong is a meat lover's dream. And September's even sweeter with the flavor-packed, better-for-you sweet onion chicken teriyaki for only $3. Enjoy two of our best subs all September long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extra.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add our flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway. Eat fresh.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Publisher in Thailand has recalled 3,000 copies of a math textbook because of the picture on the cover. It turns out the stock photo of a teacher on the front cover of Basic Mathematics wasn't a teacher at all. It was a actress in training films. The photo featuring Mena Okoye dressed in a teacher outfit was a still from a film called Costume Play Working Girl.
So, oh!
Yeah, aside from that. Urban Outfitters offending people once again. This time they had to pull a vintage Kent State sweatshirt covered in what appears to be bloodstains. Can you imagine? What the hipster retailer calls...
It's stupid.
Ironic. They're saying it's ironic.
No, it's stupid.
Everyone else just recalls a sad day in the nation's history in the 1970s with the National Guardsmen, of course, there. Urban Outfitters has since apologized yet again. But New York Magazine's The Cut says somebody classy is now selling it on eBay for $550. Well, there you go.
Well, and how many people are talking about it?
That's right.
It's worth the advertising. Yeah.
Probably won't come as any surprise that the seventh season premiere of Sons of Anarchy, the most watched episode of the series so far, 9.25 million viewers. That is up 228% from the first episode back in 2008. So there you go. On the other side of that, the Miss America broadcast down nearly a quarter from last year's show at 6.7 million viewers, which is an all-time low for the broadcast.
And still more than CNN.
Yeah, really? Of course, it was up against Sunday Night Football, but still. Just it shows how times
that used to be
changed.
Such a big deal.
It was. It was a really big deal. You could sit around and watch that on Saturday night, you know, from Atlantic City. VH1 has ordered another season of Dating Naked. That's a shock.
Oh, man.
Entertainment Weekly says the first season pulled in around a million viewers per episode, which featured a man and woman each dating two different and butt-naked suitors. At the end of each episode, they decide which one they want.
I watched 5 minutes of that show.
Really?
They literally found the biggest mouth breathers on the planet.
Really? That's sad. It's sad. If you like Darius Rucker, he's going to have a Christmas album.
Doing
his
cool.
First one. That could be good. Sheryl Crow going to be in there. Singing a little bit.
I like Hootie, though.
Hootie's not bad. Cat Stevens says you can call him Cat Stevens again. He'll answer to that. Still prefers to be Youssef. In any case, he's headed back out on the road for the first time on a North American tour since 1976. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to watch.
Yeah, I didn't
see. And he sang.
Really? Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't.
And can still sing. Oh.
Okay, here you go, Red Robin. Now, that's another thing. I mean, we may be getting a billion-dollar corporation in here, a couple of them, but we still don't have a Waffle House, and we don't have a Red Robin, so we need to work on that. Red Robin has taken milkshakes to a new anti-health level.
I like anti-health.
That's
I like
right,
that.
The anti-health level. Michelle will not like this.
Go
she
to
will
health.
Will not like. Yeah, really. Beam and Bacon Boozy Shake.
Yeah.
Made with caramel and vanilla soft serve ice cream and Jim Beam maple bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place here in town you can get grown-up milkshakes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It includes a strip of candied bacon as a stirrer, and bacon bits are sprinkled on top. Got to be 21 to buy it, obviously. Priced at $4.79. Got to get it before November the 2nd because that's when the it waddles on off the menu. Along with their other
specials.
Oh,
not if it works, it won't.
The Southern Charm Burger, which is seared in brown sugar and featuring more of that aforementioned candy bacon. And, of course, you got your pumpkin pie milkshake. As for actual caloric counts on these meals, don't really know. But they taste so damn good, does it really even matter?
Green Teams welcomes Crystal Park Plaza on FM 2818 at Highway 6 to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Crystal Park Plaza uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. That's 823-7551.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
I'm from the Violetta Violin Store. I see you have horses that board here.
Yes, but none of them play the violin.
Our violin bows are made of horsehairs, and we're looking for some.
Your job is collecting horsehair?
It's, not my dream job.
Ever hear of AggielandHelpWanted.com?
They have horses?
No, they have tons of good local jobs on their website.
I don't have time.
You can upload your resume for free, and they do all the looking for you.
Okay, let me ask a favor. Okay, I only pulled one.
Told you she'd hate it.
Oh, boy.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
This date in 1620, Mayflower set sail for the New World. The term OK was created by the OK Club back in 1840, a new Democratic political party. Play-Doh was introduced in 1955.
Yay.
And I won't play it because we played Let It Go yesterday, but don't worry, be happy.
No.
Number one in 1988. Sing it to yourself.
No.
WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 9 o'clock.